All right, let's get started this morning. Hey, let's continue our walk through Easter week here. The Jesus walk and what he spent his time doing. Thursday is a big day. A lot happened on Thursday of Easter week. So I got two verses for you. I'm going to start with one, and I'm going to end with one. So the one we're going to start with is John 16:33. John 16:33. And that verse reads, I have said these things to you, this is Jesus speaking, I have said these things to you that in me you have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. All right, so Thursday evening, let me just set the scene for you. So it's Thursday evening, Jesus and his disciples sit down for a meal. Jesus knows exactly what he is about to go through, yet he is calm, just spending time with his disciples. And he even called out one of his disciples in front of the group because he knew that disciple was going to betray him, Judas. So we all remember, you know, Jesus' last meal. It's often called the Last Supper. We've all seen the famous painting, the Last Supper. You can actually go to Jerusalem and go to the room where this occurred. So they're eating and talking, and Jesus tells what will happen to him the next day. Second, he gives his followers a symbol of remembrance for him, for his body and his blood that is going to be sacrificed on behalf of all mankind. And quote unquote, it says, and he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Well, everybody that's been to church has at one time celebrated the Lord's Supper service or communion or whatever it is you want to call it. Well, this is all done in remembrance of what Jesus did with his disciples at the Last Supper. So thirdly, Jesus provides a very important principle for living a Christian life. And he says, the greatest are those who serve others, not those who expect to be served. Let me read that again. He said, greatest are those who serve others, not those who expect to be served. So then once they had finished eating, they all got up and walked to the Garden of Gethsemane. So Garden of Gethsemane is a garden that sits just outside the walls of Jerusalem. And it was a place that he went on a pretty regular basis. So he and all of his disciples, except Judas, went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He went to the garden to pray as he waited for his hour to come. It was here that Jesus, having been betrayed by Judas, was arrested and taken to several sham trials before the chief priests, Pontius Pilate, and Herod. Jesus endured six trials. Three of the trials were by Jewish leaders and three by Romans. During this time, Jesus survived painful beatings, whippings, mockings. Pilate tried to compromise with the Jewish religious leaders by having Jesus beaten, but this act didn't satisfy them, so Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified. He was mocked by the soldiers, and they dressed him in a purple robe and a crown of thorns and prepared him for his execution. So Jesus had peace, even though he knew he was about to be executed. He certainly was dealing with tribulation, and tribulation is mentioned quite a few times in the Bible. And tribulation basically just means pain and suffering. So he knew he was dealing with tribulation, and it always helps with stress and anxiety if you know that the outcome is going to be okay. And Jesus knew that it was going to be all right. Better yet, it was going to be great. He was saving the world. So throughout this COVID-19 crisis, we've had stress and anxiety because of the unknown. But I'm here to tell you today, cast that stress and anxiety on Jesus, because he can handle it, because he knows the outcome. He knows that we're going to be okay. So the verse I got to close with, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Let us pray. God, we're so thankful that you are there for us. God, we're so thankful that you do know the outcome, that no matter what goes on, that you know how it's going to end. And God, you always have our back. God, you sent your son to be crucified, the most painful death that anybody could imagine, to be nailed to a cross, to die. God, you sent your son to do that for us because you love us so much. And how could a God that loves us so much not take care of us? And you take care of us every time we need to be taken care of. God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for this Easter week. I thank you that we're able to spend time in your word, time in your message, just learning about you, learning about all that went on that Easter week. We thank you for your sacrifice, King Jesus. Thank you for all you did for us. Thank you for what you do each and every day still to this day for us. God, we know that you're in control. We know that you know exactly the outcome and that we are going to be okay. Thank you for this day. I pray for everybody on this call. We lift all this up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.